Your First Steps with AI, No Code Starter Kit, Micro Audiobook Edition. Written by Beth, narrated by Bree. Title, From Idea to AI, Why This Guide Exists. First things first, I want to thank you for being here. This guide was made with you in mind, someone who's curious about AI but doesn't want to get lost in all the tech jargon or coding tutorials. A little backstory. This guide is brought to you by AI Bridge Pro and me, Bree, your friendly AI guide. I was created using AI tools because my creator, Beth, had a powerful message to share but didn't want to be on camera or in the spotlight. Instead, she chose to use AI to help teach AI, and that's kind of the whole point of this guide. You don't need to be a coder, designer, or tech wizard. If you can read, click, and follow a few simple steps, you're already ready. What you'll need: internet connection, a device with a browser, no downloads, no installs, no tech stress. How long it takes? This guide is short and sweet. You can do it all in 60 to 90 minutes, or split it into quick 10 to 15 minute sessions. Before you begin, this journey is about discovering what AI can do for you, not impressing anyone else. Whether you're here for fun, productivity, or creative projects, you're in the right place. Let's take your first step together. No code required. Now flip the page and let's begin. Welcome to the world of AI. If you're reading this, you've already taken the most important step. You started. AI can feel confusing, overwhelming, and even scary. But it doesn't have to be. In this guide, you're going to learn AI using easy tools that don't require any coding, installs, or advanced skills. You'll explore writing assistants, image generators, AI video tools, and simple ways to use them in real life. And you'll do it all in a way that feels fun and doable. What AI really is, in one sentence. AI is software that learns patterns from data and uses them to generate helpful responses, images, ideas, or automation. But you don't need to understand how it works under the hood. You just need to know how to use it safely and effectively. Let's start with a simple truth. AI is not magic. It's a tool. And like any tool, it works best when you give it clear instructions, use it for the right job, double-check the output. In simple terms, AI is a type of computer program that can think in patterns. It learns from lots of examples, called data, and uses those patterns to make predictions or create content. AI can help you write and rewrite text, generate images, create videos, summarize information, organize ideas, automate tasks. AI is everywhere already. You've probably used AI without even realizing it. Google search suggestions, Netflix recommendations, spell check and autocorrect, face filters on social media, voice assistants like Siri or Alexa. Now you're just learning how to use AI on purpose. What can you actually do with AI? Here are some real-life ways people are using AI right now. Write emails and messages faster. Create social media posts. Come up with business ideas. Generate product descriptions. Make images and artwork. Create simple videos. Organize thoughts and plans. Learn new things more quickly. AI is like having a brainstorming buddy that never gets tired. But it works best when you treat it like a helper, not a replacement for your brain. What are the easiest tools to start with? There are a lot of AI tools out there. Some are advanced and complicated. But these three are beginner-friendly and fun: ChatGPT, writing plus ideas; Midjourney, art plus images; HeyGen, video plus avatars. Tool number one, ChatGPT, your AI writing assistant. What it does: ChatGPT is like a super smart writing buddy. You can type in a question or request, and it responds with ideas, drafts, or answers. What you can use it for: writing emails, planning projects, creating captions, brainstorming names, summarizing text, making lists, learning new topics. Example prompts to try: write a friendly email asking for a meeting. Give me 10 ideas for a blog post about self-care. Help me rewrite this paragraph to sound more confident. Turn this list into a fun Instagram caption. Help me name a cozy coffee shop. Tool number 2, Midjourney, AI that turns words into art. What it does. Midjourney creates stunning images from just a sentence or two. It runs inside the Discord app. What you can use it for. Fantasy characters, book covers, landscapes, logo inspiration and branding, social media graphics, concept art, just for fun. Example prompt to try. / Imagine a cozy coffee shop in a magical forest, warm lighting, fantasy style. Tool number 3, HeyGen. Make a talking AI avatar. What it does. HeyGen lets you create a video avatar that talks using a script you write. What you can use it for. Intro videos for your business. Fun TikToks or reels. Training videos. Content without being on camera. Example script. Hi, I'm Bree, and I'm here to help you take your first steps into the world of AI. Simple starter projects. Now it's time to try a few beginner projects. Project number 1. Create a ChatGPT life helper. Use ChatGPT to help with meal planning, daily routines, cleaning schedules, packing lists, workout ideas. Try this prompt. Help me create a simple weekly routine that includes work, rest, and a little fun. The response might be something like the balanced week template. Pick 2 strong work days, 2 steady work days, and 3 recovery days. Strong work days, Tuesday, Thursday. Do your hardest thing first. Steady days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Planning, follow-ups, and finishing. Recovery days, Saturday, Sunday. Rest on purpose, and schedule 1 small fun thing. Rule: rest is not a reward. It's part of the routine. Project number 2. Make your first AI image. Use Midjourney to create something personal. A dream vacation scene. A fantasy version of your pet. A cover image for your journal. A motivational poster. A dream vacation scene might produce a cinematic postcard version of their perfect getaway. Think golden sunlight, a place that matches their mood, cozy cabin, tropical beach, Paris cafe, mountain lake, and small details that make it feel real. The kind of sky they love, the time of day, the texture of the air, and little life touches like a book on a table, footprints in sand, or glowing city lights. It should feel like stepping into a calm, beautiful moment they'd actually want to live in. Project number 3. Make a mini AI video. Use HeyGen to introduce yourself, explain a product, share a fun quote, create an announcement. Prompt: create a short, friendly video using an AI avatar. Style: warm, clear, beginner-friendly, confident but not salesy. Length: 20 to 30 seconds. Format: 1 to 2 sentences per scene, simple language, natural pauses. On-screen text: include a short headline plus 3 to 5 keywords max. Include captions. Use to introduce yourself. Goal: help people instantly understand who I am and who I help. Include my name, what I do, who it's for, and a friendly welcome. Next, AI myths, ethics, and safety. AI is powerful, but it's still just a tool. Let's clear up a few myths and talk about safety. Myth number 1. AI is going to take over everything? AI won't replace humans. But humans who use AI may replace those who don't. It's like calculators. They didn't replace math. They helped people do math faster. Myth number 2. AI knows everything. AI can make mistakes. It can sound confident and still be wrong. Always double-check facts, especially for health, money, legal topics, important decisions. Myth number 3. AI is totally safe because it's just software. AI can be misused, just like any tool. Be careful about sharing private information, uploading sensitive documents, believing everything it says. Tip: don't use AI for legal advice, medical decisions, important financial choices. Always fact check. Always double check. What's next? Congratulations, you've taken your first real steps into AI, and that puts you ahead of most people. Here's what to do next. Pick one tool to practice this week. Try three new prompts. Make something just for fun. Use AI to save time on one small task. The more you use it, the more comfortable you'll feel. Remember, you don't need to master AI overnight. You just need to keep exploring. You've got this. Glossary of AI terms. AI, artificial intelligence. A computer system that learns patterns and generates responses or content. Prompt. The instruction you give to an AI tool. Model. The brain behind an AI tool. Text to image. AI that creates images from words. Avatar. A digital character that can speak or move in videos. Automation. Using technology to complete tasks automatically. And that's the end of this guide. You now have the basics, the tools, and a solid starting point for using AI in everyday life. You just moved from curious to capable. Keep it simple, keep practicing, and it'll keep getting easier. Nice work.